Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Joining us now is the great owner of Mindy's Bakery. You may have heard of it as Mindy's Hot Chocolate for many years. Mindy Siegel, who I had a chance to interview way back when on WCIU. Yeah, it's been a while, Mindy. It's been a long time. And obviously, you're continued to grow and get more and more successful. I have your stuff all the time when I go to the United Center. It's so tasty.
Great.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi.
I love you,
How
Mindy.
How are you?
I'm great. I love all that you've done. I know the past couple of years have been a little weird in your industry. Can you just give us a little background of how you got started?
Like back in the Stone Ages?
Back in the Stone Ages. Yeah.
I grew up in the 80s and 70s, 80s. I just like to cook and started cooking, started working my way up in kitchens. Not too exciting, but very exciting at the same time. You know, I just found my way. I just knew I was at home in the kitchen. So I knew I was destined to open my own place at some point. And I had very good leaders that taught me and mentors and found my way in a little restaurant in Bucktown called Hot Chocolate.
How hard was it to do that? I mean, you talk to any business owner and it's like, oh man, what a struggle. You talk to someone who's in the food services, like, what a ride.
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, this was a long time ago. So, things were different back then. And I was it hard? I mean, it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, except exist, I guess. You know, but yeah, I did it. I did it with a lot of support and, you know, had that restaurant for 15 years. Always knew it was only going to be 15 years. Ironically, 15 years was 2020. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. And so you knew that 15 years was going to happen. Then obviously the pandemic, which of course you're referring to, well, I guess was like an exclamation point on it.
Well, I was planning on closing in May of 2020. So when March happened, it's really funny because like 100 of us, restaurant owners and bar owners, all met at Chef Special, and we all were talking about like the optics and what was going to happen, and we were only going to be closed for 2 weeks and all this kind of stuff. And I leaned over to Paul Kahn and I was like, guess what? I'm never opening again. And you know, so I called my mom at that time and I was like, you know, we're going to be shut down, so I'm just closing. She was like, okay. And, you know, I did what I had to do. I did my due diligence. I raised money for my staff, each gave them a lot of cash, you know, cried, said goodbye to them. And I kept my pastry team. And, you know, so I still have a bakery at Revival. So I kept my entire pastry team. And 2 weeks later, I opened up in the hot chocolate space, made a deal with my landlord, and opened the bakery out of the window and operated like that for over a year and a half.
That's amazing.
Basically.
Mindy's Bakery in Wicker Park. And now the United Center for a couple of years. You're still there, right? I think I saw you when I walked through.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And not only am I still there, but now I'm making the desserts for Queenie's and Kettle One. So
that's awesome.
Which I'm literally making myself. So, and I've been doing it like every day. So it's crazy. But I love them. I love being at the United Center. Just an honor to be there. So
to the 200 level for those that don't know. I walk by it every day when I go to work at the Blackhawks games. Mindy, I have an open-ended question for you that probably deserves a longer answer, but we have a minute for it.
Okay.
You can be as honest as you want. Was it harder? Okay. Did you notice, was there anything different about being a woman business owner in this space than a man, or no?
Well, you know, I get that question, and I get that asked a lot. So and it's an interesting question, and it's a question and an answer that has sort of has evolved over time. So, you know, when I first started out in the industry, I was some tough, you know, thing, and can I swear, or am I supposed to?
Don't swear.
Okay, I won't swear. Okay. So that's going to be hard, but no, I won't. So, you know, I was young and I didn't pay any attention to anything other than that, I wanted to be great at what I did, and I wanted to learn, and I wanted to just be something in the industry. So, you know, I don't think I really looked at this sort of issue until after I owned my restaurant, and I started like opening up my eyes and realizing, wow, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of men out in this industry that think they're really cool. And so I started noticing it more as I got older, I guess, because when you get older, you get more mature and you start noticing things, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, to be honest with you, I've been there and I've done it. So now it's my opportunity to support younger women in the industry and to make them realize that they can do anything they want to do if they put their mind to it and their heart to it. And I'm just there to be supportive. So I think it's turned me into the like a mother sort of figure.
That's awesome.
Know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mindy, I got to go. We'll talk again soon, I promise, okay?
Okay.
That's Mindy Siegel of Mindy's Bakery in Wicker Park, a lot of different places, and at the United Center, too.